Val and Danny on your 951 Morning Drive.
Well, definitely maybe not pop champagne because, you know, underage drinking and all. But definitely congratulations to all, every single last one of these students that sat SEA exams this year and their parents for making it through, you know, a major life's milestone, a major exam. During a pandemic, you guys did awesome. And if you missed that news story at the top of the hour, the SEA results are coming out this morning. So again, congratulations. We kicked off the morning reset with some Ava Max, Kings and Queens. Let's see, 6 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Good morning and welcome to Thursday, Olive. Friday, Junior, the Friday, Baby Friday, whatever you want to call it. We made it. We are almost on the downstretch to the weekend. And yeah, we're going to kick off your morning reset in fine style. I'm DJ Danny. The Val still be in studio shortly. I'm going to take you guys all the way till 9 a.m. right here on your 951 Remix, your morning reset. So some Juice WRLD to take us to 24 and a half minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. If you're now joining us, good morning and welcome to your morning reset, your Thursday morning edition, October 8th. How's that date and day looking for you? I hope it's doing pretty great. To Navida, I hope you have a fantastic day this morning, today, all day. I know how difficult sometimes, you know, situations we could find ourselves in, not by our own choosing, but maybe because your own skill and competence and talents, you know, you do a little more than people that can't. I don't know. But anyway, don't cuss out nobody in the people office today. Okay, Navida, good morning to Anton. Let's see, good morning to Bina and Ashley, touching down the crew at KSR Computer Technologies. Guys, feel free to send us your messages. It's 394-9595 in studio via WhatsApp or text messages. Please don't call that phone. So many, many stories to check out in today's Guardian. I don't know if you caught the news at 6 o'clock at the top of the hour, but the headline story is 800 students left behind, basically an estimated, more like 900, 882 pupils to be exact, from five schools they're seeing in the southern western peninsula cannot access online schooling. So basically they've not been going to school. They can't even get the printed packages that have been promised. So we'll follow up on that story. The weather report today, they say they're forecasting another hot 134 degrees Celsius max in Piako and 33 in Tobago. A mostly hot and partly cloudy days forecast across both islands. They say by late morning through afternoon, a few isolated showers and the odd thunderstorms. Did you guys catch that lightning and thunder yesterday afternoon? It was a little extra. Like, definitely the thunder and lightning part. It was pretty shocking, to say the least.
In a haze?
Turn it on.
Reset your days.
Turn it up.
With Val and DJ Danny.
Val and DJ Danny.
It's almost the weekend, so I'm allowed, right? So guys, have you checked out that documentary on Netflix yet? That David Attenborough documentary talking about how much he's seen the planet be destroyed in just his lifetime. He's 93 years old. He's been a BBC reporter and explorer and traveling the world as scientist and looking at all various forms of natural habitat around the world. And, you know, he thought he was going into this, you know, untouched, you know, endless natural forest. And in just over 60 years, a lot of it, as much as 65% of the natural habitat that exists out there does not exist anymore. So if you haven't seen it, you should check it out. And I'm telling you, out of all of the climate change documentaries and features and movies that we've seen, this one is going to hit you deep in the gut and you might feel ill at several points through it. But I mean, it ends on a note where it's, you know, there are measures that we can take, not just as people, but as government bodies and countries, that hopefully can put some kind of spoke in this wheel. Because, guys, if we need to, you know, have another lifetime of exactly what David Attenborough has seen, in 100 years from now, planet Earth is going to look nothing like it does now, and humanity as well. So just keep that in mind. Your morning reset right here on 951 Remix, taking you all the way till 9 a.m.
Good morning, everybody. Saying farewell to hour number one and embracing hour number two.
we enjoy that. I do thoroughly enjoy Ellie Goulding.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. I know all the songs, the words for that one. I could perform it for you, but...
Ellie Goulding coming to Trinidad and Tobago for a concert. How much would you pay for a general admission ticket?
General?
General.
I don't know how much is a general admission ticket for a show anywhere in the world.
Well, you see, that's just...
Is it usually the equivalent?
I'm thinking after we grapple COVID and we can open back the world where we can have concerts.
Like, I think it'll be like the first... It'll be real freeness
nah,
in the early.
Nah.
Yes, Val.
Because after freeness, because I go to that.
It's happiness. After freeness is happiness.
Half?
Happiness.
Happiness.
Yeah.
Right.
So listen, guys. I don't know if you all saw this Facebook... status circulating that is breaking down some of the vehicular purchases of some of
government
our members of parliament
and opposition ministers.
Yeah, so basically MPs, they're called members of parliament, opposition and government.
Yeah,
and you know they get what's the word, like ginormous, enormous, like I want to all the word that means big, and plenty and like all
stupendous,
in one,
yeah,
like all of them. We could just throw a lettuce soup because coming out of the budget, we've seen that it's going to be a lot more difficult now for the average person to acquire, whether it's a used foreign use vehicle, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot more difficult, a lot more costly. And then, well, gas is a whole next story.
Yeah, so I don't know. This
but, Val,
like,
let me pull up the thing now and read some of these exemptions. Yeah.
Right.
I'm not going to call none of these people name. But maybe I can give you some descriptions and y'all can guess who they are.
Oh, guessing game. I like guessing games.
Yes, it's Thursday. I mean, we can have some fun, right?
Yeah.
So they're saying, the Dwen, right?
Right.
Between 2015 and 2019, purchased a Porsche Macan. Sorry, a Porsche Macan.
Porsche, yes, because the Porsche is that place in front of your house.
Right,
where you
so a Porsche
watch,
Macan.
That's sitting in a rocking chair.
That was $582,000 before the tax exemption.
Yeah.
And then when you apply the tax exemption, he was able to pay $228,000 less.
Wow.
He also purchased a Ford Mustang that he saved, out of $600,000, he saved just about $300,000 in tax. And then in 2019, a Benz. So in the past 2015 to 2019, he saved just under $1 million TT in tax exemptions.
For three cars.
For three luxury vehicles.
Yeah.
None of three roll on roll off, you know.
No.
None of three used vehicles.
Brand spanking new.
Then the one that have all the hair in the world.
Right.
Like, she's changed her hair more than me. And I thought I was, you know.
You was hair changer.
Hair changer.
Yeah.
No. The hair changer had bought a BMW X5 in 2016. And then she bought a Jeep Wrangler in 2019. So the X5 was $317,000. The Wrangler was $550,000. So just about $870,000. Guess how much of that $870,000 she was able to write off in tax?
All.
$539,000. Yo. And these are just government ministers. We're not talking about the whole house, the whole Senate, the whole...
But I didn't hear any of these government ministers saying, you know what, this is ridiculous. The people of Trinidad and Tobago should...
You need medicine. Let's not have our tax exemption on these vehicles. Or let's, you know, maybe you could only change your car every 3 years or every 2 years like they're doing a lot of companies.
So
why every year you buying a luxury vehicle? Because you can?
Because you can.
Oh, well, I mean, there are many things I could do because I can.
Yeah, me too, but I don't, because I shouldn't.
Because we don't.
Wow. Yo. So anybody aspiring to have a very, very nice car, a luxurious car, in the future?
You had to have a susu.
Yeah, or be a minister.
Or be a member of parliament, because you could be in opposition too.
Right.
So these seven names that they call here, I'm not going to call any other names, but these seven people. So the other one was, we see this car here, Raichu. He have our best Mustang, and he's been on the news, Raichu, because of COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah. He saved us about $1 million in tax exemptions in the past 7 years. You know, these singing... This, what do you call him, boy? The singing ninja warrior who all the girls them sugar. Yeah, him as well. $1.05 million in 2020. He bought two vehicles this year. One for $1.2 million and one for $1 million. Both Porsches, of course. Of course.
So how come nobody buying a Swift or a Corolla?
Well, let me tell you, the only Honda Accord I saw in here was that same minister who's having a press conference weekly.
Yeah.
He buy a Honda Accord in 2015. So that's probably for like his one of his kids. Yeah, that's probably one of his kids or something.
No, 2015.
Yeah, wow. But these seven ministers alone in the past 7 years have saved in tax exemptions $7 million, and this is not the rest of them.
Yeah.
And this is not the opposition, and
this is just those seven now.
Yeah.
In current.
Yeah.
Wow.
What is life? But they're telling us the rest of Trinidad and Tobago
to limit how we're going to use our vehicles in the future.
Because we need medicine in the hospital. So these are why these exemptions, these, you know, measures are being taken.
Yeah. I understand.
Yeah.
Wow.
So tell me, nobody in this cabinet could have said, guys, they might come and say,
yeah.
This isn't making sense. Wow. Nobody say that, you know. Not even the one with all the hairstyles.
Guys, I don't know. So I guess, you know, no matter how it looks. Yeah.
But there's no attempt at spin here is what I'm saying. There's zero attempt at spin.
So work hard. And
dead.
And enjoy your crumbs.
And walk.
No, work hard and enjoy.
I will say, Val, you know the other side of the coin for me is why are we still using fossil fuels to drive our vehicles anyway, right? But that's another argument.
Yeah.
We're still stuck in this sinking quicksand of oil. So until the government again takes the measures into place where we move away from reliance on fossil fuel, then it's the same spinning top in. It's not even mud no more, you know. It's because it's smelling a little fresh.
Yeah, you know what we need
to do? It could be. It could not. The wrongness couldn't be mud, you know.
I think Trinidad, we need to reaffirm our proudness as a sovereign nation.
Our proudness?
Yeah, and we need to use our army and go conquer somewhere.
No, colonization is so 18th century.
Yeah, but it's cheaper.
It's not.
Okay, so
you're gonna have to pay restitutions. Just now, you're not seeing where the world is going.
That's if we let them live.
Oh, jeez, I'm not even laughing at it. I'm not.
All right, so we get people to drive rickshaws first. It's good for the environment. The person pulling the rickshaw gets the workout.
I feel like the armies should go and try and reclaim the Tesla file somewhere.
Our army, our Trinidad army.
Well, all of the
Suppose it's the arm of the Trinidad army, right? Like
arm of them.
Yeah, an arm of army men. What I'm saying is that could accomplish certain feats, like Navy SEALs and all these special forces, but we just don't know. And they just
must have them.
Yes, but they're underutilized.
Yeah, this because they have no secret missions.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
They should be using them to catch immigrants and drug smugglers.
Yeah, and people who tell bad dad jokes.
That would be you.
No, I said bad. If you're now tuning in, Valster, DJ Danny with you. How are you guys doing this morning? How are you feeling about that freak storms yesterday? I did not see the rampage or nothing in the, you know, the path after. But I'm just seeing on social media of trees falling. I've seen galvanized hook up in high tension wires.
Yeah, it seemed as though it was more than just lightning and thunder that sounded like the aliens were finally breaking through.
Yeah.
Yeah, the dome. But no laughing matter. A lot of roofs were blown off and people...
Wow.
It was a scene.
Wow. Good weather to fly kite, boy.
Really?
And not metaphoric, like really fly kite.
But that wouldn't attract lightning?
Yeah, but you just...
Because I was going to run. I was actually on my way to go run and it started to rain.
Yeah.
So I actually sat and waited for the rain. And then I saw the crazy lightning show and heard the thunder. And I and all get scared while looking at it. And, you know, I know it's...
No, that's why you give your partner...
I know the thunder is supposedly the sound of the lightning. But I was convinced that it was something else.
Yeah. When I was small, like when I was a little boy.
Uh-huh.
And I hear thunder. Thunder. I used to make jokes like, you know, that's God cleaning.
Yeah.
Moving the furniture.
Yes.
Yeah. And when they see lightning, God taking pictures. The innocence of a kid.
Oh, yes. It was God taking pictures.
Oh,
my God. We used to believe such stupidness.
But suppose it's not stupidness.
Yeah, you could be right, you know.
Okay.
You could be right.
Maybe God loves to take pictures with the flash on.
Even in the day.
Yeah.
So let's hear a couple of people on the chat to say good morning to before we jump into this next story. I want to ask you a question. So good morning to Aaron. Good morning to Arnold. Arnold say he have a Tida for sale for $250,000. And we want to know if that come in with a private beach, because it had a...
Yeah, or vice versa. My yeah. private beach got a free...
Tito. Yeah. I mean, yeah. you had to get to the private beach somehow,
somehow right?
Right?
Yeah.
Good morning. So let's see. This is Sharina, I think I wrote here. She's saying congrats to all the SEA superstars. You all did amazing. I mean, in a pandemic year and all. Yeah. Good morning to Rice. And Rice is reminding us to pause and slow down and notice and appreciate the beauty that surrounds us. You know, it will help bring a little sense of calm and, you know, peace of mind. Even if it's just for a little couple minutes in the middle of an otherwise crazy day. Just so you might see a little butterfly and just follow and see where it's going.
So
you know, a little flower.
I think Raisa is trying to apply to be our cup of calm.
Our Confucius.
We don't have a cup of care here. No. On 9500 Mix. We don't.
Well, at least during the morning show.
Yeah. Care? What is care? Who do you spell that? Five? Wednesday? What?
Ooh, let's say good morning to my cousin Terrence and his son Nicholas. They're saying congratulations. He's collecting his SEA results this morning as well. And bigging up any other the Tardy clan children that, you know, getting their results this morning as well. Lots of love going out to you all. And good morning to Sandra, Annie, Nadine, and Kathleen.
I was getting real vexed, you know. These SEA children have it real nice, you know. Oh, them just write this exam and all of a sudden, when results come out, they have real food specials, whole day. Hold it again, free burger and free ice cream and...
Wow. So here this, right?
In my time, we had to pay for everything.
You did?
We didn't have specials.
Oh.
You ever hear common entrance special? You ever hear about it back in the days?
I think so. Yeah. You get a little free lolly at some places. You freezy. You used to get free freezies in our school.
Serious?
The 1 year I did common entrance. Oh. Some people used to come to your school too and give you things, you know.
Well, I remember that very rarely though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You went to the wrong school, my boy. Nice. So here this story. If you buy a house and you find throughout the house there's money stashed everywhere.
You mean like in the walls, I think?
Like, yeah, in the walls, and under the carpet, behind the couch.
Wait, it's not all $100 bills, right?
Not all $100.
Because this competition is a failure. Utter failure. We just wasted time.
Well, no, it's not all $100. It's US bills, because it's a story out of the US. A man bought a house from the previous owner who lived there for 5 decades, and he found just a little over $10,000 US. And guess what he did with it?
He called the police?
He called the lady and tell her he find her money and took comfort.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, you seem like though, as though that's not what you would do.
I don't know. I'd say, yeah, I find the 3,000 US comfort, yeah. Like, hi, did you leave 3,000
US? But he was doing renovations, and of course, I guess, well, during that process, they started to come across money.
Well, clearly,
I would think Granny was a drug dealer, though. Like, we doing stashing money in walls.
Oh gosh, come on, that age group is, you know.
I guess
some people say walls, some people say mattress,
some people
tomato,
say
tomato.
Bank. Yeah. So he returned her money to her.
I would have definitely returned her 3,000 to her.
All 3,000 of it, every last dollar. Okay, so we're supposed to be talking about we're hearing some. I don't
ridiculous.
Know if it's whisperings or whatever, but of a certain fried chicken place that have increased their delivery charge, and it's now $15 to order.
So I need confirmation.
For delivery. Is that true?
I need confirmation. I don't know if it's a joke, if it's a fake news, but...
I've seen a couple statuses and posts online about people complaining of the increase in the delivery charge, but I didn't see what it was until Val came and informed me.
Yeah, I'm seeing the post too, so I'm thinking maybe I finally found my side hustle. Delivery driver. Because if it really go under $15 per delivery...
That's per order.
Yeah. So
and usually you order from an outlet that's closest to your home, right?
Well, that's not the one that delivers to your home.
That's what I'm saying, exactly. So 15, that's a lot of money. That's
That's
$3. That's the cheapest box of Chinese food you could get. That's...
It's $5 short of a 20 piece.
Okay, that's... Yeah, I'm thinking food-wise now.
Oh, yeah, that's
what
I meant.
Yeah, we're trying to compare to food.
Yeah,
I don't know, like a hot dog maybe, but that's kind of ridiculous.
$15
is plenty.
Yeah, that is like a small...
Three doubles.
It's a small wonton soup.
Three doubles, a small roti somewhere, mini roti.
A potato roti, a small veggie roti.
Yeah, that if that's true, that's failure thing, sorry. Failure.
15,
And it's not to say like it's some little hole in the wall... fast food place that need to charge a little more because, you know, their specialty and it's not many and it's not a huge conglomerate part of a restaurant group and wow.
Because God alone knows that they, you know, they make enough money off of the fries and the soft drink, the profit margin.
Listen, God alone knows.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, all the profit is what we want to do, especially in 2020 when people are losing jobs and it's a pandemic and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Maniacal laugh.
Let's add taxes to that.
You know,
now.
It's like, how can we make more money off of them than they will pay anyway?
Yeah.
And that's how it goes. Like, really.
You know, at some point in time,
people, because
like,
you can imagine in these boardrooms, yeah, they just go like, because somebody must say, y'all, maybe this night might not be the best idea, you know. It seems a little like a lot of money for just delivery.
Yeah, and then somebody gonna say, but you know what? They love the chicken.
And you know what? I don't care.
Once I get my dividends.
That's all it is at the end of the day. Dividends. So this story on page 11 in The Guardian, I know how I feel about it.
Wait, what is this?
I'm going to read it for you.
You didn't give me no warning. What is it?
No. So seven held on Mayaro Beach.
Oh, that, right.
They tell the court we're unaware of breaching COVID regulations. So they arrested seven people on Monday.
Right.
And they said they were unaware they were breaching the regulations by just being at the beach. Now, they were arrested at Plaisance Beach around 4:30 by officers of the Eastern Division who were conducting checks in coastline communities. They told the magistrate that they thought they would only get into trouble if they went into the water. They were reprimanded and discharged, while others were placed on... So two were reprimanded and discharged. The others were placed on a $30,000 bond to keep the peace and be of good behavior for a year.
So they can't stop on his hand.
So you cannot go. You cannot even go to the beach. You can't go to the beach.
I thought it was the, you can't.
I can't go in the water, right?
I thought it was the high tide and low tide. That's what they could.
This is what I'm saying. So I'm confused.
Yeah.
Because we had a whole private beach debacle the other day, right? Yeah. It dominated the news cycle for at least a week.
Yeah.
Where the same thing was discussed, where you could be before the high water tide line, right?
Yeah, you could be on the cusp of the on the shoreline, but not on shoreline, on the beach, but not the beach.
Yeah, the beach.
Yeah, where is park?
No, well, apparently this magistrate. Hold on, let's call the magistrate's name.
Is it there?
Yes, Mayaro Magistrate Nizan Khan. They said, he reprimanded them, discharged them. But why he reprimanded them for? The law is obviously not clear. And it obviously applies differently to different people. And again, we see that here. If you have a private beach, it's a different story. The public beach, you can't even step on the sand.
But the width of the beach of Mayaro is pretty extensive at certain points. So, and then there are a lot of houses that are on the at face of the water.
Well, maybe it's because it's more than five of them. Because it was seven.
Well, maybe.
So they don't say that they were all together. I don't know if they all...
What 2020 has taught us that seven is not a lucky number.
It's not. Mm-mm.
Wow. All right, 757, talking about the world. Imagine that. You have to... You know, long ago, even not long ago, last year.
Uh-huh.
If you tell somebody, boy, the only way you can go to the bank and get any money is you had to wear a mask, you know.
Nobody would believe you. Yeah, because remember the regulations, no caps, no shades.
Wait, but that's...
But you can wear a mask.
Wait, I'm glad you brought up no caps. Because that's only one bank.
Right. Okay, really?
Only one bank in Trinidad and Tobago...
Does have that regulation. Okay.
And that is why...
But you can't go in some a supermarket as well with a mask and your shades on. You have to take off your shades.
Yeah.
Well, or a hat, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of them, you can't wear a hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Because those criminal hairlines.
Shoppers.
And yeah.
Right, understand. Because you can't have a mask, a hat, and a shades on. Like,
you might as well wear clothes.
Who's there?
You might as well wear clothes on your body.
Well,
no, I know.
So.
But you know, as you said, I always wondered about that whole one particular bank in Trinidad and Tobago that don't allow you to wear a hat to come into your bank.
No.
So,
well, a cap. Because I'm sorry, if I'm a, you know, an elderly gentleman and I'm about that life and I have to have a fedora to match my suit and my cane.
I wear my fedora,
dude.
Yeah, so
because the man in the picture look a little banditish.
Well, I don't know, but the point I was making is when I realized that regulation was only specific to that bank.
You stopped going there?
Immediately I felt unsafe whenever I was in that bank. Because how inadequate is your security? No, hear me out. How inadequate is your security that every other bank, and you can wear a hat to go in, but your bank,
Because they can't tell the difference. The security can't see. So it's probably not that they're inadequate in a way. Probably they can't see very well.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know. But yeah. I always wondered about that bank.
Well, I mean, I always wondered too, generally, you know? But for many other reasons.
Because I have something called hat here when I wear my hat whole day and I want to go in. Suppose the love of my life on the line and she see me and...
Well,
and
that I'm... today would not have been that day.
Why?
But you know what? If she see and love you with hat hair anyway, like love at first sight or scorn at first sight, however, you know, you made an impact.
No, no, sorry, I made a mistake. Not the love of my life. Suppose the love of her life
right.
was, you know, was me walking in with my hat here.
And then she changed her mind.
And she changed, but she see that little, that, like, why are you looking so stupid, and baby?
Yeah, boy, that hair real have a mark from a cap that's in his back pocket.
No, I don't make sure to hold it in my hand and wave it like mosquito butter so the people can know I was wearing a hat. Hence the explanation for that lack of
Well, a hat here. And squishy hair. It's like kind of one of the same, right?
No, no, hat. There's bed hair, which is sexy.
Kind of depends.
And there's hat hair, which
and
is
and then there's
not.
Squishy hair. Like if you have a hair in a squishy.
Yeah.
It's 951 Remix Remixed.
You know, I just realized if cheap dye, you know, like with dye clothes, but I think if really cheap dye had its own soundtrack, it would be the song.
Why?
I was born to run.
I was born to run. Dye still run? Like, clothes don't really run again. You don't really separate clothes. You should.
What?
I do, but I'm just saying that when last you had a piece of garment
even
that
cheap
ran.
Clothes, even cheap clothes don't run anymore.
As I was saying, clothes don't run.
Like, it's...
That's
know,
a real long time
like,
thing.
Like, did this
you
make...
throw a red shirt in with your white school blouses. You bet your bottom dollar wearing pink shirts to school.
Yeah, you better find a new school. Yeah.
The new shirt was not happening.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't remember going and buying dye?
Of any course, packets, to do tie dye. Was Tiki or Wiki? I think it was Wiki.
Wiki. I think it was Wiki. Yeah.
Wiki Tiki.
Tiki was the thing to eat.
Tiki was the thing to Wiki. Yeah, Wiki dye.
And Tiki had bars too.
And you can do tie dye. I'm sure you can still do tie dye, but will it run?
Because
you have to put salt and take any water or something like that, right?
I don't remember that. And rubber bands and
yeah,
I meant to twist
twine, and then you hope the design come out good.
I wonder if children are getting to know these things, like what we learned back in the days of making tie-dye and doing collages and
papier-mâché.
Yeah, and then like taking bottles and sticking different things on the bottle, like different types of like contact paper. It was
newspaper.
All different types.
You
like,
wet it.
Yeah, and go gift paper. Any different type of paper.
Mm-hmm. Making envelopes out of magazines.
Wow.
But a lot of magazines are online. Do people even buy magazines anymore for their coffee table? I don't think so.
No, I guess no.
A lot of reading is done online. Unless they like books or coffee table books, you know?
Yeah.
Come on. Forget what you know and let's go.
Let's go.
Go.
951 Remix.
22 after 8 o'clock, page 8 on today's Guardian. Headline reads, Union calls on Caribbean Airlines to not send employees home. Now, in response, Caribbean Airlines said, we never said they had to go home.
They're furloughed. They're not working.
No, we just said they can't stay here.
That's what they say?
Yeah. No, I'm joking.
No, well, they say basically that, they have no money to pay you. It's not that your furlough's different. Furlough's like you have a job, but you're not working.
Yeah.
And you're not getting paid.
Well, that's not a job.
Well, it is. So maybe if the company get back in good standing, maybe you might have a job.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
I mean, I'd rather, you know, in instances like that, especially if you have many years later, you'd probably rather that they send you home and pay your severance.
Of course.
You know, and move on with your life.
Yeah.
Why are you even advocating for that?
I know, it's a whole story. I mean, I should have read it.
Yes. That may have helped.
I'm just saying. I don't know.
Listen,
I realize.
You read the headlines.
We read newspapers, it's catchy. There's pretty big words to catch you.
And then
there's a whole lot of smaller words.
That's where they lose you.
And they're pretty big words next to the pictures, too. So Yeah, boy. You know?
Well, so if you're celebrating a birthday today, happy birthday. You are a Libra. And your horoscope is. Could be like for Scorpio because it again seems like just good life advice.
Okay, it applies. It's a catch-all.
So follow your heart and pursue your goals, Libra.
Right.
Study and prepare for the changes you want to make. Align yourself with people who share your concerns, interests, and goals. Keep the peace and distance yourself from people who you find too demanding. Discipline, structure, and common sense will lead to victory. Say no to excessive behavior and no in situations.
I speak what to say no to drugs, you know. It's like, so all the other horoscopes don't have to say no.
No, say no to excessive behavior and no in situations. Like, anybody that is alive and listening to us right now,
yeah,
you can take a lesson out of that horoscope.
You know, I don't, being a Scorpio, one of our downfalls of being a Scorpio is the term excessive. I've heard about it, but what does it mean?
Excessive?
Yeah. What does excessive really mean? As a Scorpio, I'm not too sure.
That's not a word.
I only know one way, which is my way. And, you know.
Let me see what is Scorpio horoscope. No, Scorpio. Stop being so hard on yourself.
Wait, they know about my sex life?
Oh my God.
On myself?
3 stars. Look at what you have accomplished. It's time to do something that brings you peace, happiness, and satisfaction. That's the same 3 words we just use in Libra.
Yeah.
This Eugenia is lazy. I need to send Eugenia a little email. Because I feel like she's recycling these things and she just pulling things out of her hat and say, yeah, that sounds like it could be Sagittarius today.
But suppose she's really pulling things out of her hat. You can't mock the woman, Seppi.
I'm not mocking it. I'm just saying I'm going to complain.
Yeah. All right, guys, let's see what else in your papers today. Some farmers say agricultural incentives out of reach, minister to rectify. I would say since it's agriculture, they need a rod. Yeah, they get a rod. Is it out of reach now?
Okay.
So they can pick it and move on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, making fun of these things, but there's no laughing matter.
And of course, he's not reading the articles, so he's just giving you all the headlines.
Yeah, like I said, you know, they're like...
There's data, a chain up.
There's data for that and to go in details and, you know, and...
Yeah, good stuff.
All right, Prime Minister explains public sector hiring freeze. Says that all AC units have to be taken off when not working.
Well, that would be great.
It would be great
because besides them, you know, discovering in the pilot project that they could take off the lights and save money... Maybe the next step is taking off the AC too.
All right, so a lot of people say the government service, public service, is very inefficient. Is it that they're inefficient?
A lot of people?
Yeah, ooh. Is it that it's inefficient or is it understaffed? Because if it is that it's understaffed and that is causing the inefficiency, then all these openings that are put on freeze for the next year,
it will remain inefficient.
It'll be further.
But I feel like when you go in there, like, you know, there's orientation.
Yeah.
And especially if you're front facing,
yeah,
the orientation is how to be really, really mediocre, and no cups of care, especially when dealing with the public.
Yeah. What is what? Lunch always? What, a lunch always? 60 minutes? No, a lunch always when I come back.
I feel like the lunch hour is the least of our problems when dealing with a lot of the mandatories, the driver's permit and the passport. And
now, granted, all the people who work in the public service have to basically follow the inefficient structures.
It's a culture that they created and exists, and people fall in and nobody cares to change it.
It's not that they don't want to work, you know. It's just that how they get the job done is just clearly, logistically, it wasn't well thought out. It wasn't.
No, you have your whole life to do it. That's how you get the job done. There's no rush.
Wow.
There's no rush. What are you rushing for? So I'm trying to run through all of these messages here. Quite a few of them. Charla message, though, Val. Remember, you're talking about opening that pharmacy, that gas station with all of the amenities and goodness on Maracas.
Yeah.
So she's suggesting Val View Pharmacy. Like that?
Val View.
Not like Valley View, like a Truvac. Maybe it's a remnant of that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll call it Pharmacy. S-E-A, because by the ocean.
Oh, we see what you do there.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty good.
I know. Tell me something I don't know.
Wow. Let me see. Good morning to Susie Q. How you doing, honey? Good morning to Shem.
Yeah.
Michelle is touching now. Michelle, say, which bank is that do allow caps? Michelle.
Well, she'd wear caps, so it wouldn't matter to her. She just walks in.
So she can read?
Huh?
I'm sure Michelle can read very well.
I'm sure she could.
She must be doing bank with them and have no reason to go in and into those banks.
Or you don't really pay attention to the sign because it's not applicable to you.
Yeah, but
when
sometimes
you walk in,
when you go places and you have to wait, I just read everything. Like, I just look around.
Are you feeling your home in the toilet or
no,
looking
just,
for things to read?
No, I mean, you have your phone, yes, but still, it's good to be observant as to what's taking place around you.
Of course.
Especially in the bank.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in the bank, right? Let's see. Good morning to Cutting Vibes, Robbie's Barbershop out in South. Good morning to Scrapes Car Wash.
Oh, what's it saying, Scrapes?
Trin City, branch number 2, locked on loud as usual. Let's see who else is here. Good morning to Ganesh. Good morning to Trisha. Marlon is on the chat. Good morning. And happy birthday going out to wife Asha. That's coming out from her loving husband and kids Zaheer and Ashara. Have a fantastic day today.
All right, I'm also seeing here, good morning going out to, let's see, Sun Saeed Montiva. Let's see, Montiva. Yeah, Saeed Montiva. All right, good morning to you. Oh, then San Fernando TML. I understand you're also collecting your SC results today. All right, wishing you a great day. Lots of proudness. Big proud hugs going out to you. All right. So you want some Zara Larsson BTS? I'll see what I can do for you for that.
Let's see, also say good morning to, is this Rena? Yes, Rena is saying a lot of the government offices are understaffed at the moment, but they are also the lazy ones that give us a bad name. And that's true.
Yeah.
Always the bad apples or well, mango or guava in the bunch.
Tonka bean. Someone was tonka bean.
Always. Good morning, DDI Live. Oh my God, can we return to the DDI and go in the water?
No. Sean is not allowed. Okay, Sean is not allowed to message us until Sean sends a message saying, hey, Val and Danny, you want to come down and just take a drive down the islands with me?
No, I want the water to be open. So hopefully after the 11th, we have the water open again and nobody getting locked up because they anywhere on the sand or in the water.
Sean have things on his boat. Sean have things on his boat, so we don't have to
I know
enjoy
you
the
have
water,
things,
jump in the water.
But sometimes you just need to jump off a boat.
Yeah, you jump off.
I mean, not
off.
You. I'll do it for you. Don't worry.
You jump off the boat and Sean and I will, Sean, I see Sean has a little grill thing you have on the back of the boat. So you can do your grilling while you're out on the water.
Okay,
nice.
Okay, let's see. Good morning to Dookie touching down and a couple of voice mates, voice notes. Where's one audio one? Voice notes to listen to. But we come off the microphone.
Alright, so big up to Sean. By the way, people, who is this Sean I'm talking about? I'm like to talk about
the DDI Live, as the boat, right?
Yes, as the boat.
They do charters down the island.
Yeah, so big up, you can always check it out on social media, guys. DDI Live. Alright?
DDI is spelled D-D-I-Y-E.
Hey, so we're sure well, good day, whatever you're doing today, Gil.
A second working. Yeah, nice. Boy. Hoping to go and run again. I ran 5.75 kilometers yesterday afternoon.
5.75 kilometers.
Mm-hmm.
That is about 5.7 kilometers more than I probably did yesterday.
0.75. You did a 0.05 kilometer.
Yeah.
You did?
Well, I don't have
from here to your cars.
I don't say I don't have a button to press my car to come to me.
Exactly. So
I don't
now,
have a luxury car. I don't have a luxury car.
You're real selling dreams to us because that's a lot more than you would have walked. Yeah.
Whole day. Play with my dog, playing hide and seek with my dog and running behind her.
Oh, well, I mean, as a little exercise.
Yeah, of course.
Pets encourage you to be active.
Yes, they do. They do.
Not sexually active, but
No. Let's hope not. Let's hope not. Yeah.
Spinning that out there.
That's a whole different talk show.
A whole different kettle of fish.
Yeah. It's a kettle of pets. All right, well, guys, keep a smile on your face. Be kind. Stay awesome. And of course,
we must end the show with some outer timing thing, eh? Oh, jeez. If it's not you, it's you.
Is this me?
It's not you, it's you.
Well, at least, you know, I am consistent.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is Friday.
Oh.
So, you know, you need to hit us with some big, awesome facts from that, you know?
The world's greatest facts in the world.
Yeah, by Val.
By Val.
Yes.
All right, we love you. All right, guys, catch you tomorrow. Spill life. God spill life. Dana comes up next.
Val and Danny on your 951 Morning Drive.